Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's the thing. There's 7 days in a week. And 5 out of the 7, if not more, you're working.
Yep.
So why the frick would you ever choose to do something 5 out of the 7 days out of the week that you don't like?
Yeah.
Just you don't
spend like, ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here with my bestie gal pal.
Oh, hello.
And I guess YouTuber, influencer, podcaster, businesswoman, Adrian Finch.
Wow, hi. Thanks. Hi. That's an awesome intro. Yes, I'm Adrian Finch. It's funny, I'm not used to being like podcaster, but now that I have a podcast.
Heck yeah.
I'm a podcaster, caster of the pod.
We just recorded a podcast for Adrian's pod. I was going to say channel, but like her pod. Yes. And you guys should go to listen to it after you listen to this one. Go gas her up, leave her a review. She interviews me.
Ooh, I do.
Self-made CEO.
Oh yeah, baby.
It's all about like business and entrepreneurship and manifestation, which I'm going to get into a little bit. Adrian, I want you to tell the world who you are, where you came from, how you got to where you are today, like briefly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Yeah, so I'm Adrian Finch. I actually, fun fact, have two last names and they're hyphenated. Finch. But the thing is, that sounds weird and is hard to spell. So I was like, hi, marketing 101. Let's change that. So I'm from Seattle and moved to LA in 2011 for film school. I was a screenwriting major, business minor.
Yeah.
Always been super interested in like marketing and business, but also creativity. Like I've always done entertainment. I've always wanted to like, you know, write or storytell in some way or another, whether it's on camera or off camera. And so through film school, I interned at a bunch of companies, both like digital studios and production companies and, you know, those types of things. And I kind of discovered that like, whoa, YouTube is a cool platform where people have channels now that are actually their businesses and actually like legitimate sources of entertainment. And I thought, you know what, maybe I should start that. And so I started a YouTube channel and, you know, what I cared about so much was like marketing and branding growth. And at the beginning of when I started,
so you're already thinking of it as a business.
Oh, 100%.
Gotcha.
But like not in a way where it was restricting my creativity. I think it was actually fun because I was doing it for fun. I wasn't doing it for money.
Yeah.
I was genuinely interested in SEO and in like thumbnails, like learning more and more about it, which is funny to think now. That's what I was super into. And it worked for me because I know YouTube has shifted a lot over the past couple of years. When I started, it was like, if you understood SEO and tagging and titling, like, your videos would pop off. And that's like what would happen to me. I remember I would go into my friends' videos, like when I was a tiny, tiny YouTuber, like I would go into like Janine's videos and like put the tags in her videos and like her video would pop off.
And
she's like, how are you doing this? Throwback to when that mattered, because it obviously
no, no, it
like
doesn't
that.
Matter at all, I feel like.
Yeah, no. But anyway, so I have a YouTube channel and I make videos on kind of a lot of different things, tech and lifestyle. I'm actually currently in a little revamping situation where I want to talk a lot more about like business and entrepreneurship. Thanks to Taylor, honestly, like holy crap, we've been talking about it. And then I have a podcast, and the podcast, as you said, Self-Made CEO. Basically, my goal is to empower either aspiring entrepreneurs or just young people or old people, anyone 21. I'm still kind of honing in on who really will benefit the most from this, but I just want to empower people to understand that, like, your life is your life and you can do anything in the entire world that you want. And all it takes is you believing you can, you having some business tactics and having the right mindset. And that's totally it. So on the podcast, we cover all of those topics. And other than that, I'm just a freaking weirdo. I live in LA and I love, I don't know, hanging out.
So did you always know that you wanted to move to LA?
Honestly, not specifically LA. I just hated Seattle weather so much and I loved entertainment. So it kind of just made sense.
Okay.
But it actually ended up happening because of the school I got into, which was LMU, Loyola Marymount University. I actually applied to a bunch of schools like all up and down the West Coast, but then I ended up choosing LMU, which happened to be in California. And it's funny, Once I got to LA, I was like, okay, wait, duh. I should have like thought about this from the start.
Yeah.
It made complete sense, but I didn't actually always know, which is weird.
Do you feel like because you majored in screenwriting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you still want to pursue that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I think that, I don't know, I don't necessarily want to pursue
like the traditional route of that.
Right. Like, I don't think I want to pursue it necessarily. However, I love writing. Like, I love writing shows. It's something that if the opportunity ever came up where, you know, even if
when our show comes out.
Yes, when our show comes out. No, for real, I was about to say, like, when we decide one day, like, you know what, let's freaking make all of our stuff, combine it into something that could be a show. Like, heck yeah, I'm into that. But I'm not actively pursuing a career in screenwriting. The traditional film life, as we've talked about before, off
pod, like, is so 2008.
Yeah, it's like so difficult. Did
so
I just sound all
difficult? Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I love storytelling. What I love about YouTube is even though I'm not like writing a script every single time, it's storytelling. It's still
it's literally
a story.
You're doing everyone's job on set.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
You're doing 80 million people's
jobs.
So
I love that.
So your podcast is awesome.
Thanks.
I love how it's just so business oriented.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that's where you really thrive. So guys, seriously, go listen to it.
Oh, thanks.
But I want to like really hone in on your business side and like your opinions on things and all of that. So we made a crap ton of polls, which can I just say how awesome it was? Literally text you for 5 seconds and you already knew. Like she was already sending me poll ideas.
Up.
No, which I loved because most people I'm like, so like you come up with some poll questions and I'll be like, example, this, and this. I won't get one poll question.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'll come up with all of them.
I was sitting there just thinking and like rattling off stuff. I could have gone on for an hour. I'm so interested in people's thoughts and opinions on these types of topics. Also, who would have thought I'd end up doing a business podcast? Like, I'm the weirdest person you've ever met. And when people realize I'm like serious about business, they're like, oh wow, wait.
No, you are so serious. That's how our friendship developed.
It did,
and
totally.
We talked about this on your pod, so go listen to it.
Yeah.
But it was through, we were literally at Coachella and we were talking about business. And that's how
in
we,
the middle of a giant music festival. It's awesome.
Okay, the first question is, and we're gonna like, I'll probably ask you my own curious questions
as
they come up.
Whatever you want.
But the first question is, do you believe people have to work to make more money?
Okay.
Like, work more.
Oh, work more. So personally, I genuinely believe that time spent does not equal dollars earned.
No.
And I think there's this really traditional belief that it's the hustle mentality. Work harder, work longer, work more hours, do more jobs.
Work
That's
smarter.
How you're gonna make more money. Right. And exactly. And now we're starting to, you know, some of the woke ones, so to speak, are realizing like
stay woke.
We're realizing, no, we just need to work smarter. It's not about the time. It's not about, like, there are entrepreneurs who work 1 hour a day and make $1 million a month. Like, okay, maybe not a month. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, no, I believe that wholeheartedly that you can literally create income for yourself that does not depend on hours that you are spending putting into something.
Gotcha.
What do you think? I want to know.
Okay, so it says, do you believe people have to work more to make more money? I think maybe literally no in a grand scheme of things, but I think if I was telling my friend, I'd say yes. I'd be like, you gotta, I would just say, like, to me, I'm like, okay, I've got to take my time, pay my dues,
work
more,
okay.
And
clarify,
then I can make more money.
I agree with that. My point is that the end goal, I believe that, like, let's say you build up this company, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it, it's impacting a ton of people, you're the leader, but you have a team. What I mean is that you're working hard to get there, but I'm just trying to say that, like, I believe that you can make shifts in your business, even just hiring team members, that's taking a workload off your plate.
Yes.
So I'm saying, like,
I agree. Your whole thing is work smarter, not harder.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Yeah, work. Like, in no way am I like, be lazy, don't ever do anything. You have to work hard. You have to pay your dues. But I do believe your life does not have to be this constant grind, 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 grind.
Gotcha.
Like, it can get to a point where you've created a business for yourself that allows you freedom and flexibility with time, with money. In, you know, that's so all good. I mean.
So 63% said yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, okay. Interesting. That makes sense, though, because also I think that the question, it's a little bit broad. Like, you know, we're not really explaining what we mean by work more, you know, because people traditionally are thinking like, okay, if you work more hours at an hourly job, you're making more money. If you put in more work, you're going to be rewarded more, which is true, I believe. But again, it's kind of more the like longer term thing that I'm just, for example, it's like, I talked to someone recently who I was saying, you know, how, okay, it was a consultant, and he was like telling me how he has X number of clients. He's always like busy and working way too hard, like working these long hours because he's helping all these clients and he's making amazing money. But he was like, I literally like am driving myself insane because I'm like working way too hard. I can't scale up anymore. Like, he can't make any more money because he's doing one-on-one. And I was
like, my mom had to do that.
Yeah, no, and it's part of being a consultant, I think, is going through the evolution of one-on-one and then transitioning that.
I think it's any kind of client.
Totally. Yeah. You can't scale because you're taking your hours and you only have so many hours.
Yeah.
So not that I'm some genius, but like my instant thought was, okay, well, he genuinely believed like, oh, like, no, I have to do, like, I have to put in those hours. And I was thinking, well, hold on though. A, could you ever do group coaching? That's knocking like 10 birds with 1 hour or whatever. B, could you ever do online programs, which is like you could make one program that's like good for all, this specific niche, and then step away, and the work you're doing, instead of working with these individual clients and spending all your time, you're spending your time improving the program and working with your team. Yes. So you're working less, but you're actually scaling more. That's, I think, a perfect example of what I mean. There are ways to shift your life or your business where you can make money, but not have. And it's not about like, I don't want to work. It's more just like, be smarter about how you're working.
I think that like one thing I've learned, even just from recording your podcast today and literally my day at work and just like the conversation mm-hmm. we just had, we need to get out of our heads more and ask people we value, like their opinion.
100%.
And be like, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Because as an outsider perspective, looking like what you just did for that guy.
Yeah.
Like, cause you have no personal, you're not married to the project. No. You're not married to the game. You have no personal things attaching you to it. So like you can look at that issue and like see it right. So clear.
Yes, so clear.
You know?
And he's probably in his own head like, oh, but that's a risk. What if the clients don't want online?
Yes, programs? And you're like, what if, you know, Sally's going to be mad at me that I blah, blah, blah. You're like, no. Like, I'm you like, see it so clearly.
Yes.
So I think me including and like, and you, we just talked about sure it with me. You and with that guy and like really probably anyone in their own life that's trying to like start a business or scale it, even with their own work or like social media, even mm-hmm. with your Instagram posts, like send it to a couple friends and like tell them what you're struggling with or what you're trying to decide, ask for their opinion. And I think you'll be way more, it'll be a lot more easier.
And I need to
just get out of your head. 63% said, yes, you have to work more, but I can see how it can be confusing.
Which I totally understand too. Like, and by the way, that's completely an okay opinion. That's also what we're like wired to think, because we're wired to think, I spent an hour doing this, it's worth this value. But we're now, it's only a recent thing of not even having hourly jobs more so. And like doing things like task by task, even with YouTube, it's like this video might take me one day, it might take me 3 weeks, but it's still the same project, the same task.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you before we continue with mm-hmm. the polls, because I don't know if we had a specific one on manifestation. Did you?
No, actually, I don't think you did.
No. So I want to know what you do. Like, can you give me an example?
Yeah,
of, totally. For instance, you can use me. Like, okay, let's say I want to be mm-hmm. on-camera host. Mm-hmm. How do I manifest that?
Yes. Okay.
Tell me why you know this is real.
If anyone wants to, not to like promote my own stuff again, but if I did an episode called Manifest Anything in 24 Hours on my podcast, where I not only like give the background of like the actual science too of like why this works, but also this 9-step process.
I need to listen to that one.
You should. Honestly, if I were to like preach any episode, it's 100% that
really?
One. Oh yeah. Okay. And I got the most comments, emails, DMs being like,
really?
Holy, I've gotten so many messages being like, oh my God, I did this and it worked. I can't believe it. I'm now like a believer.
You should
of it.
Share those like on your podcast. Like ask if you can share the DM like on your podcast Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I
that's so cool.
Yeah, because like it's insane. I was even shocked. Like I got this whole email from this like 50-year-old woman being like, I never like write into things like this, but I was so compelled to tell you this because this was absolutely insane that this happened. And basically the whole 9-step process and the reason I tell people like start with something so small, like something that means nothing to you.
Find out about
so this is what happened. Literally a year or a year and a half ago, I was a little bit in this funk of kind of like not being fully fulfilled with what I was doing, but kind of like not knowing but also being like, man, I really want to make a lot of money and like do something really impactful and like bleh, but I like didn't really know. And my friend was in town visiting. And by the way, my parents are both psychologists, okay? So a lot of these things that I'm learning now, they've actually been telling me my whole life, and it never clicked with me. I just never fully, like my mom for my whole freaking life would tell me like, Adrian, that's so negative. Like you should be like flipping those negative things you're saying into positive, like fake it till you make it, just say it out loud, say something. Or like when I used to feel sick to my stomach before I found out I had food allergies, my mom would be like, okay, but just don't focus on it. Like out loud, say that you feel good and you feel healthy. And I was like, mom, that's literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, what the heck? Like, I was like, you're a psycho.
Anything mom says,
I know,
like, anything that comes out of my mom's mouth, I'm like, that's dumb, but like, actually, it isn't.
No, I know.
But it's just like,
but it took me so long. I was like, mom, my stomach physically hurts, and you're gonna tell me to out loud say that I feel good? Like, why? No.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I started learning about all this science and like neuroplasticity and all this crap that I'll talk about in a second. But so basically, my friend Charlotte was in town, and we were like, gonna watch something on Netflix, had no idea what, like, couldn't find anything. And then randomly, out of literally nowhere, we saw like a trailer for the movie, The Secret, which is this old movie.
Oh my god, I need to watch it.
It's like literally the type of movie that you would watch in your like sixth grade history class. Like that's the way it's filmed. It's like this old like documentary style like whatever thing.
Do you recommend?
Book, yeah, 100%. Because like the book is one of the most famous and oldest like manifestation books, and so the movie is just like the documentary like version of it. But after I watched the movie, I got the book. So basically, I was watching this documentary, and it's essentially just introducing you to the law of attraction to manifestation. It's one of those things when other people talked about it before this, I was like, okay, what? Like, it sounds kind of culty and like weird. And I was like, what?
I feel like people just say that. They don't have anything to back it up.
Totally. You know what I mean? Also, it's this whole explanation where it's like when you meet someone on the street, you're not necessarily going to go into like the freaking science behind manifestation. That's what I also got a lot of comments about on this episode of my pod. They're like, thank you for actually explaining, because so many people just say
People are like, you just gotta say it out loud. And I'm like, what? Why?
And also they're like, thank you for actually giving like an actionable process too, because a lot of people are like, they don't want to like tell people like how to do it, because they're like, no, like I figured this out. They like don't give you actually how to do it. Anyway, so for those of you that are actually freaking wondering, like, what is the law of attraction and manifestation? Basically, there are universal laws that I don't care like what religion, what anything, like don't think of this as any type of like thing you believe or don't. Like, try to let go of like beliefs, because this is not really something like, yes, there are people that are like, I don't believe that's true, and that's fine, but this is not like that type of thing.
It's not that deep, fam.
It's true. Like, thank you. That's perfect. So the law of attraction basically just states that like attracts like. And all that really means is that, you know, you can say it in the sense of like karma, or like the positive energy you put out there, like you're gonna get good in return. Like all those concepts that are talked about all like fall under the law of attraction. It essentially means every single thing in the entire world has energy, is energy. This table is energy. I am energy. This chair is energy. This computer's energy. But also the thoughts you are thinking that you cannot see are energy, literally physically made up of energy. So if you can think about every single thing having an energy, to put it simply, there are different frequencies that all these energies are on. And this is where we get like weird and technical, so I'll keep it brief. But essentially, like, let's pretend that like a positive thought is like a high vibration frequency.
Okay.
And like a negative thought or a feeling of anxiety or stress, or like, you know, when your heart like does a thing and like you're like,
sinks,
like sinks, that physical feeling, like that's energy. And that's, let's call that a low vibration frequency. In the universe, literally, again, I'm not a scientist, so you guys should listen to the other episode, because I really go in depth and like give quotes and stuff from actual scientists. But basically, like attracts like, in the sense that high vibrational frequencies attract other high vibrational frequencies. Low ones attract low ones. So there's a reason why if you stub your toe first thing in the morning and all of a sudden you're like, oh, god dang it, like that hurts so much, meh, you'll feel like three more bad things just happened to you right after that, right? It's kind of like you feel this never-ending spiral of things. So that's not actually because the world is out to get you and bad things are just going to happen to you all day long. It's because of the meaning that you're assigning what just happened. So the instant something bad happens and the instant your brain goes to like, oh my god, everyone's shitting on me, the world hates me, that's when you are now attracting more of that into your life.
Okay.
So this is like, again, it takes a while to like really wrap your head around it, but the bottom line point is that you're attracting into your life the things that you are thinking and the things that you are putting out. Thoughts become things, and that sounds so crazy when you're first like learning about this, but then as you see it unfold, you understand why. So let me just give like a quick...
So for sure, watch The Secret.
Yeah, watch The Secret.
Is there a book or anything else I should
read? Yeah, well, like The Secret just gives like the basic, and then there are a million other like blogs.
But The Secret is definitely
like a good starter, because basically what happened with me was I watched it and all of a sudden something in me just clicked, where I was like, oh my god, A, my parents have been telling me this crap my whole life, and I never, like, it just didn't click. Like, I didn't understand that what they were telling me actually was this. Watching The Secret sparked this interest in me to go do a million, like, I ordered like 10 books off Amazon. I like went on, I was so into it. And because also it's exciting when someone is telling you like, hey, by the way, you can literally have anything you want in your life. And it changed my complete perspective on just everything in life. What's happening when you are meditating or focusing on something you want. So what you do, let's say you're choosing a butterfly, okay? You're gonna manifest a butterfly in 24 hours. You're gonna just, there's gonna be a butterfly.
Wait, so are you supposed to put a time frame on it?
No, you don't have to. I like to put a timestamp, but again, with the whole thing, you're not supposed to be attached to any outcome. So sometimes a timestamp is good, sometimes it's not, because it's not good if you're gonna look at that timestamp as like stress, like it hasn't happened yet, hasn't happened yet. If you're not gonna view it, if you're just letting go, the timestamp doesn't even matter. So basically the first thing you need to do is create a symbol that like reminds you of that. So maybe it's an actual butterfly. So this is where like a vision board would come in. You can look at this physical thing that reminds you of a butterfly.
Yeah.
There are all these other steps, which I won't get into because it's on the episode. But basically what your brain is doing subconsciously, and also it's important to know that like your 95% of literally your actions, your decisions, your thoughts, everything is coming from your subconscious brain, not your conscious brain.
Wow.
So you don't even know why you're making the decisions you're making. It's all because of previous things that have happened, things people have said, like things you don't even know. So when you're looking at something over and over and over, basically there's this section of your brain called the reticular activating system that is in charge of filtering your reality to show what is important to you. That's how to explain it in the easiest terms. You know when you have a crush on someone and you like start seeing their car everywhere?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or like your cars are the best example because this happens to me all the time. Or like you're car shopping and you're kind of interested in this like Audi, whatever, and then all of a sudden they're everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. So the reason
or
why
like
that's
with a dog or
The reason why that's happening is not because there are all of a sudden more of that dog in the world or more of that car. It's because you have flagged that part of your brain that triggers, this is important to me, so I'm now going to notice it way more. So you're not doing anything actively.
You're not actually seeing
it.
More cars.
No, well, you might be. You're seeing more cars, but there aren't more cars.
Yes.
The same amount of Audis are driving
by,
but you're seeing more, and you're not doing anything to do that. You notice that you aren't looking for it. You're not thinking about it. You're not like, oh, I wonder how many Audis I'm going to see. It's just happening.
That's the perfect example is my friend didn't know what Hot Girl Summer was. And I was like, what? How do you not know what Hot Girl Summer is? Then the next time I saw her, she's like, oh my God.
Like I've seen this everywhere.
Yes,
exactly.
As soon as, you know, we told her about it. You know, I believe things happen for a reason. And I also believe that like, there's just like already a plan for me and I'm like going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. When I'm like manifesting, do you ever feel like it's possible to be manifesting something that's just not in the cards for you?
Yeah. I think that what's always important is like what you just said is so key where you believe like there's a plan and it'll happen and, you know, everything happens for a reason. That and manifestation are like the same with different language.
Gotcha.
Basically what you're saying is, hey, if something doesn't work out, it's not supposed to work out.
Yeah.
So with manifesting, it's kind of the same thing.
How hard am I supposed to?
No, I
you know what I mean?
See, and that's the whole thing where like, I think that people think of
like you're supposed to because people are like you're supposed to believe it like you didn't believe in it hard enough and I'm like well
so
you know,
I think it goes both ways. Like sometimes I do think people create resistance for themselves, which would be like putting too much pressure on it, putting too much stress on it. But then I also think there are things where it's like if you're wanting something so bad and it's not working, then that's also sometimes your own brain or intuition's way or
saying, let
the
it
universe
go.
Saying like let this go, because that's exactly what manifesting is letting go of the outcome. So if you're like, no, but I need this, like, why is it not working? Why is it not working?
So good.
That in itself is actually creating the resistance.
Okay, like I said, I want to be a host.
Yeah.
So let's say there are a few things that I've written down, like the way I guess I manifest is I will just like write down lists of things that I want or I will be this or I do that.
Amazing.
Right?
Yes.
But like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just like, I get in these spurts and I write things down.
That's it though.
But my question is in my last thing that I wrote down, I was like, I want to be a host and I want to find a host that can be my mentor. Because I don't know any host very well on a personal level where I can be like, hey, what is this actually like?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I'm wishing for and hoping for and I'm, quote, manifesting. How do I do that?
Do that? Yeah. Okay. What's important to know is that you'd never want to, like, not take action at all. You always want to be acting, but you do not want to be planning out, like, so let's say you have on your list, I want a host, like, I want a mentor that's a host. Instead of you then thinking, okay, what can I do? I'm going to email 10 people a day. That's all helpful, but those aren't the things in this regard that are going to get it
help
for you.
That.
It's more what you can do is do what you're already doing, which is writing down the things that you desire.
Do you say I want or do you say I will?
You say like I am. Like I am a successful host. I have a successful host that's my mentor.
So it's like present.
Present.
Okay.
Present tense because it's putting you in the mindset of the feelings and the emotions of like it actually happening now. So the first thing is always like present tense. visualizing, like, when you get that, what that feels like, what it sounds like, what it smells like.
So can you, like, kind of lay this out? Like, pretend you're me and do this as an example.
Okay, so, like, let's say, granted, like, I don't meditate. I really need to. But meditation is a really easy way to do this. But even if you're not, even if you spend 2 minutes every morning just looking at your list, read it out loud. So you'd read, I have a successful host as a mentor, like, I am a whatever. You read those things out loud, and you literally just sit there, even for 60 seconds, close your eyes, and just physically visualize you are in that role. How does it feel?
So visualize me doing that. Me, like...
Or if it's the thing about having a mentor, visualize you sitting there with someone where you're getting, like, all the advice.
Because I have people, like, in my head, I want to be
mentor. So visualize literally sitting with those people. They're talking to you. You're... And almost, like, you can make yourself, like, feel things. Like, get excited about it. Like, I want to make a whole course on manifestation.
You should.
Because I'm still working on it, so I don't feel, like, fully qualified.
You really should.
Talk about it, but I'm also like, oh my God.
I really wanted to ask you that because I feel like, I mean, I just had Ollie on, so I learned a lot, but I'm very specific. Like, I want to know the little things that I can do to help make it happen. So I wanted to ask.
And I think you're really open to things. Like, sometimes you just have to trust a process and just try it. The worst that's going to happen, okay, it doesn't work for you and you decide you never
want to try again. No, I believe in manifestation.
Yeah, and like, that's okay if someone decides they don't want to try again. Like, but at least you try. I'm happy that you're like open to it because it's honestly just, it's weird and it's crazy, but it's like you notice it happening and then you're like, oh my God.
Dude. I'm a firm believer in like the mind is powerful. Oh, Gary V, he's extreme, but he's like, if you just don't believe, you won't get like sick. You won't get a cough. Mm-hmm. You won't. Like, see, during flu season.
I literally believe that. Like that is extreme.
And weird. Like, in extreme cases, it's like, okay, you're ridiculous.
I've read stories about
But also, like, it's weird because, for instance, Alicia and I, like, as an example, we're at Coachella, like every year we go and we get like a horrible cold after, and this is how it is. Like, you have dust everywhere, like in your nostrils, whatever. And we're like, no, I'm not gonna get sick. I'm gonna get like whatever. And like, obviously, if you do things like take emergency and whatever, like while you're there, it's just like weird when you like have a certain mindset about something.
It is so true.
Preach it and you practice it. Anyway, let's continue with the polls.
Yeah, no, totally.
Because I'm so glad you talked about that, though. I'm going to, but also listen to the manifestation one.
Manifest anything in 24 hours.
Okay. Would you rather be an entrepreneur or an employee?
Well, personally, I'd rather be an entrepreneur, and I am one. I just never found myself, like, working well in a 9-to-5, like, routine experience. I want to be doing different things every day. That's the... And I also just, when I know that I'm capable of, like, creating something myself, I just, like, don't want to work for someone else. Not because I don't want to pay my dues or, like, that I don't want to, like, work for anyone. It's just I knew that I was destined to, like, create my own thing.
Yeah.
So I personally, entrepreneurship all the way.
That's funny because I would say the same. I know one day that I'll just be on my own and, like, hopefully have my own team and stuff. But it's weird because I also feel like I am a damn good employee.
You are. You 100% are.
But I think I am only a good employee because of how much I love and respect my job and my boss and the people I work with.
Which is so key.
So I think it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Anyone can be a good employee and in that situation.
Like,
because my team is so awesome.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
No, and I think, I think internships I've had where I like loved them so much, it's like I worked my butt off and I like loved doing it, and then at the end of the day I was still like, I'd prefer to do my own thing. But like, I really respect, I love hearing about my friends like jobs where they work at like big tech companies. I like love hearing about it. I think it's so cool.
But it's like, what would you, the question is, what would you rather be? I would rather be an entrepreneur.
Me too. Entrepreneur.
Okay, 68% said entrepreneur. That makes sense to me. I feel like millennials, like,
and I'd be curious, I forget if we asked this, but I'd be curious how many of those people are actually trying to do that, or whether those people believe that they can't, you know?
Also, let me just ask you this. Are you on any dating apps? Or have you ever been?
I have been, but
okay, what are your thoughts when, like, a guy has entrepreneur in his thing?
I feel like it's just not specific enough where it's like, if someone's just saying,
Sam, like, you don't have a job.
Yeah. No, same, honestly, because
if which someone, is so funny.
Yeah.
Because like, we're like, we want to be.
But if you're an entrepreneur, but I think entrepreneur is the term that categorizes like so many different jobs.
Yes.
So if you're an entrepreneur, but you're like working on a fitness app, be like founder of fitness apps. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, why, if you're just saying entrepreneur, I do feel like you don't have a job, or you're like in transition, or you're homeless.
Yes.
I don't know.
Or you're, like, literally still a student.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, still in a frat.
Yeah, you're still for sure.
Is being an influencer a real job?
Well, I will say firsthand, it absolutely is. But it's funny, even when I first started, I would, like, refer to other people as, like, oh, it's fine, I have a fake job. Mostly, honestly, out of, like, self-deprecating humor. Like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's fine, I have a fake job. But no, it's absolutely a freaking real job. But I do understand that I think the perception to a lot of people, especially in different regions of the country, would be different.
Maybe. Yeah, 100,000,000%. Yes, mm-hmm. It is a real job, and you're never off the clock.
You're never off the clock. People do not understand that too. It's like, oh,
same with entrepreneurs, though.
Totally,
but especially, like, with influencers, with being on social media.
Yeah, because it's also, it blends into your actual life. Like, yeah. Oh, I posted an Instagram story. Well, actually, I had to consciously think, like, oh my gosh, it's been 6 hours and I didn't post an Instagram story.
78% said yes.
Oh, good. Cool.
Isn't that awesome? Maybe it's because I'm always drilling.
Well, good. I truly believe
that. 78% said yes. So,
and
that's,
I think,
awesome.
People that say no probably just really don't know. Like,
let's see who said no. The only thing is with growing on Instagram is, like, I want to see what my friends vote and I can't. I want to be able to Instagram. Please give me a search
nice.
Tab. Okay, so I see a bunch of people, like, from Indiana that are saying no.
See, and that's interesting. See, I was going to say, like, I think the people that say no are just
but I think
educated.
They think we actually live the lives that we just post on Instagram.
Oh, 100%. No, they don't see. That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like, people
not
don't think
it.
Probably that my room is a mess. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, they probably think that I just, like, run around and look cute all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, or, like, normal people don't think like that. So it's, like, when you see a post or you see a video, you're not seeing the amount of hours and thought that is going
totally.
Into it.
Okay, which is more popular / cool, being an entrepreneur or an employee?
I think that in LA, I think it's, like, quote, cooler, like, being an entrepreneur. But then I think in cities where it's, like, big tech companies and, like, you know, like, Wall Street and, like, New York, like, I think it's, like, quote, cooler to be an employee.
I agree. Pretty much, I would say, like, 80% everywhere, like, millennials are, like, entrepreneurs. That's
yeah,
so
for
cool.
Sure.
But then the 20% that are, like, from Podunk, mm-hmm. USA, like, in Indiana, that their parents
yeah.
are, like, finance, like,
yeah.
go work at Deloitte.
Yeah. I think it has to do with geography, honestly.
Yeah.
And age a little bit, too.
Yes.
Like,
oh
our
God.
Age group is, like,
completely.
Wow, being an entrepreneur is so cool. But, like, our parents' age group actually is probably still, like, that's so cool. But then, like, even above that, they're kind of like, what?
Yeah. Okay, true or false? I believe I could successfully start a business.
I mean, for me, true, because I've just always thought that, and I feel like you're that type of person, too.
Yeah,
like,
for me, true.
Yeah.
61% said true.
Oh, wow. That's good.
That is good.
That's really good. I feel like
if you think about it, even on the smallest scale, majority of the people could start a small business.
But I think what's interesting, the key word is, like, believing, because I think a lot of people could, but then they're like, oh my God, but I couldn't do that. Like,
yeah.
That's too hard. Like, oh,
yeah.
I could never.
Which do you care more about, loving your job or security/stability?
Personally, loving your job 100%, because I personally believe the success, quote unquote, or, like, income comes with literally loving what you're doing, because you're, like, living, breathing, sleeping it, and you want to be more successful at it and you're working harder at it. We have one life to live. Am I going to work to live or live to work?
Okay, here's the thing. There's 7 days in a week, and 5 out of the 7, if not more,
you're working. Yep.
So why the frick would you ever choose to do something 5 out of the 7 days out of the week that you don't like?
Yeah. Just
or you
to
don't
what,
love.
Spend, like, a lot of money doing something fun on
not
the
not even that you don't like, that,
taking,
that you don't love.
Yeah, that you don't love.
59% said loving your job.
Okay, yeah. I think people definitely, like, fear not having stability.
Also, I literally always say this, it's so on brand for me, but, like, I do have a lot of Midwest followers, so, like, a lot of their parents are very into, like, no, you just go to work and then you, like, have fun on the weekends.
And I think there's a difference between, like, being miserable at your job and just not, like, doing a job that's stable, but then there's kind of this dream in the back of your head that, like, oh, in another life, like, but I would do, and this is why I love asking people, but, like, oh, what do you do with this? Do you like it? Yeah. Okay, but if you could do anything in the world, what would it be? Oh, I would be a rock musician. And I'm like, what? You're an accountant and you want to be, like, a rock guitar player?
Yeah.
Like, I love hearing that crap because I'm like,
what are you doing,
why aren't
bro?
You then? You know?
Yeah. LA is, like, a party 24/7.
Yeah.
Think about, actually, if you lived in, like, Ohio or, like, Kentucky or Indiana, right? You do look forward to the weekend because, like, that the only thing they have going on is, like, a ball game.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, here, there's, like,
things going on
every single day, like, party at EPLP.
Yeah.
Tuesday, like, Clifton's. Wednesday, Highlight Room. Thursday,
yeah, there's always
there's like a tart event. Friday, there's a FabFitFun event.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, like there's always something. That's if I went to my email inbox, I could be busy every night of the week.
Oh my God, that's so true.
It's just weird because like we live in a bubble.
We do.
We also chose to do.
We did, you know, totally. I mean? And that's why I think it like I'm
don't
not
move
shading.
Here. There's too much traffic
already.
Oh yeah. True or false? Becoming an entrepreneur is risky.
True. I think.
Yeah, true for sure. 93% true. Said true.
Okay, yeah. Because it is, but yeah.
I don't even know why you would say false.
No. It's always risky. I mean, doing anything is kind of is risky.
Yeah. Do you think male entrepreneurs / CEOs are more respected than female?
100%. Same. Yeah. It's just, honestly, it's this fixed mindset, this innate thing that we don't even realize is in existence that like we can't even help it. Even I sometimes like I like same. Having like male fitness instructors. I like having male like for no reason. Like it's literally just wired in my brain. Like I feel like they're more of a leader, and that's so messed up that I even just said that, because I know that it's not true, by the way. Like I know that it's not true, but we're wired and society has pushed us for our whole lives to believe that and can't help it. And it's
also
really sad.
Okay, you know what like pisses me off so much about myself is that majority of the people I consume content from, which like I'm into, like I'm either into like listening about like crazy dating stories, podcasts, or like I want to either want to be extremely entertained or getting a lot of value, right? So the people I listen to almost every time in the morning, if it's in the morning, I always listen to like a business related valuable podcast on my way like home from work. I treat myself with like a fun, juicy podcast, right? So every morning, it's so weird because the people I listen to, my mentors that I listen to and consume content from, are like Gary Vee, Ed Milet, Casey Neistat, even like Dax like Shepard.
Yep.
Like, why?
Me too. My favorite entrepreneur is James
Wedmore. Even think about like who?
James Wedmore. He has the Mind Your Business podcast.
Oh my God, I need to listen to it.
It's freaking amazing.
Also, even like people like Tony Robbins or like coaches. Like I was listening to a podcast with Pete Carroll, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep, he's awesome.
Shout out. It's really weird. And I'm like, is it because I'm not finding a podcast that I like, or like there aren't any females doing that?
No, there definitely are. And imagine this, if there were two right in front of you, like a female and a male, which one would you choose? I think I genuinely would choose the male. And I hate the fact
that I should do a poll that's like that, like literally the exact same podcast title. Yeah. Like, which one would you listen to? Which one do you think is more valuable?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, my mom and dad are both psychologists, and my mom does a lot of work and studies on, like, this male-female thing, because she's definitely, like, a feminist. And it's, like, really, really interesting how the media and how everything conditions us over the course of our lives to, like, think that males are superior. And
you know where a lot of this roots from?
Where?
Where? Hollywood, the art that we make.
Sure.
Movies.
Oh, yeah.
Television shows.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube things. For instance, like, think about all the rom-coms or, like, all the things you grew up watching. And the powerful dude and then the innocent.
Think about cartoons. Think about superheroes. Until, like, recently, they're all men. Boys, little boys.
Heroes.
And, like, little boys don't want to watch a show with a female lead, even as a kid, and because it's already ingrained in you.
Isn't that wild?
And what? Yeah, and I think the wildest thing about that is that this is all subconscious. Like, we are not aware
that all this... Because the writers have control.
Yeah, when we go and we choose that thing, like, there's a reason why I want to choose a male, that I'm not in control of that why. You know what I mean?
Also, isn't it so messed up that majority... I should do a whole podcast on this, but majority of chick flicks, movies made for women, like, their demographic is women, is written by an dude named Mark.
It's messed up. It's so messed up. Yeah.
Like, that's so weird to think about me in the theater watching and laughing at, like, some crude, like, little guy named Mark's jokes.
Dude, yeah. It's
weird.
It's really...
I know I'm, like, sounding crazy right now,
but,
like...
No, but it's true. I think the film industry has, like, finally... I mean, we have so much more progress to make, but has taken a lot more leaps to, like, have all female, like, crew and, like, you know... Oh, it's just so interesting.
Yeah, so I would agree with you that men are more
respected.
76% said yes. Do you judge someone based on their job?
I think I do, and I wish I didn't, but I do. Well, okay, not judge in the negative sense, judge in the fact that, like, I think what we as humans do that I think is wrong is we let someone's job define them. Because think about it, when you meet someone, the first thing you usually ask, oh, what do you do? Not like, what do you like to do? Oh, what are your hobbies? Yeah. It's always like, what do you do for a living? And I think without even trying, we then kind of put them in this, like,
but also,
I'm an accountant. Okay, cool, like...
you know.
It's weird though, because people are like, oh, I hate it when people ask what do you do, and I'm like, that's what I do 5 out of the 7 days a week.
No, that's why I think it defines a lot of people, but also there's this weird aspect where also some people
do a job. So it goes back to saying you should love what you do. Exactly.
Because some people I talk to are like, yeah, this is my job, but this isn't defining me because, you know, oh, I'm an accountant, but like I love singing karaoke on the weekend. And I'm like, okay, so that's not who you are. Yeah. It's just what you do.
I say that I judge. This one's 50-50.
Really?
That means it's a good poll.
Yeah, because, yeah, I do judge someone based on what they do. I think what's interesting is even the term judging someone has a negative connotation. Yeah. But when you actually think about the definition, it means, are you making a judgment, whether it's good or bad? So that's why I'm saying like, yeah, I do, but it's not always a bad judgment, but it's always a judgment.
Yes.
Same. But I think probably more of those 50% of people also make judgments maybe without even thinking. I think it's
people
like
that say no are lying.
I agree. Because you are, no matter what, everything because in life, you're making a judgment.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
If I was the owner of Amazon, and you like, and you didn't know that, and we had a conversation, and you're telling me that you don't judge people, you would freaking judge that.
100%.
You would be like, oh.
Do you know what's interesting? Real quick, like 60-second story, is I went to this dinner. There's this group called Ampersand. It's like these events, and they have these dinners, and the whole point of the dinners is that they bring a lot of like-minded people together, and the one rule is you're not allowed to talk about what you do for a living. So you're meeting all these people, you're like bonding.
How do they know you're like-minded?
They organize it different ways. Like, for example, I went to one that was like boss women, and like they invited people to
copy that.
So it was all these women, and like I had no idea, and they were like, okay, the only rule is you cannot ask anyone about their job, you can't talk about work at all. And I was like, okay. So we're doing all these like bonding things, asking each other questions, like really getting to know people. And it was super fun. I'm like getting to know these people of all ages, and at the end we all had to stand up individually and everyone had to guess what we did for a living.
Shut up.
It was cool. First of all, no one guessed accurately for like anyone. Secondly, everyone in that room was a freaking boss, and I was like, what? Because then of course I was like, holy crap. And I was just being myself, and I wasn't caring. And here I am talking to the freaking like studio executive at Paramount.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, I love
it. It was cool.
What sucks is like that in this world, relationships matter.
Totally.
You know?
You have to make a conscious effort to not. And that's why it's so important to me, like what we were talking about with like influencers or, you know, like people with a lot of followers or whatever. Like I make the conscious effort
I'm so conscious about that.
Be clear that it's like, I don't care. Like that's not what I'm after.
I honestly feel like I used to like be so conscious about it. I'd be like, don't care. Mm-hmm. And now I find myself legit not caring.
No, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I literally don't care.
Well, honestly, you know what like was a turning point for me? When I met so many people with a crap ton of followers and they sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they couldn't hold a conversation with me. And I'm like,
I don't want to be your friend.
I have no interest.
Yeah, I know. Totally.
And like hanging out with you at all. You're boring. That's brilliant. I feel like I'm being so aggressive, but like, I'm just telling the truth. Do you judge if you want to date someone based on what they do?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, same thing. Especially also.
There's so many reasons.
It's different with a romantic partner because you're also thinking like, okay, I need you to like give a crap about like finances.
So many things. Yeah. 63% said yes.
Okay.
37% is lying.
Yeah, I agree.
Bye. What's your motto? Work hard now, relax later, or relax while you're young, work hard later?
It's funny that I like presented that question because I believe in like a really good combination of both. Like I believe in what I like to call intermittent retirements. Okay.
Oh my God.
I think we should be like balancing, like working really hard while we have the energy to work hard, but also having fun while we have the energy to have fun. You know what I mean?
Like, I think work hard, play hard. There is, what was it on Dax's podcast episode with, I want to say it was Pete Carroll. He talks about how it was this book of like really successful like CEOs and entrepreneurs, and how every single one of them like every 6 months take a huge break, and
how important
just like
is.
Stupid valuable it is. But like you need to like not just like take a break, you need to take a break, go off the grid.
That's the whole intermittent retirement thing. And actually I read a whole book,
which I love, that
4-hour work week, by the way, good book. They have this whole section about like the concept of retirement and how like so many people are like disappointed because they're working their whole lives to like this retirement, and then they get there and they're like, wait, what did I do? And also I'm old. Like instead of like work hard, play hard is perfect, because why do we make money? To spend it on things we want to experience, things we want to own, that's why we make money.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Yeah. If I voted in this, I would say work now, relax later. 84% said that.
Yeah.
But I agree. Use both. For the longest time, I thought that if I'm going to eat healthy, I need to not eat dairy for ever, right?
Yeah.
I would think in my head, like, never cheating. And then Alicia really, and her, like, they go to a nutritionist. It's a really good plan they've got going on, right? The nutritionist encourages having one cheat meal every week. Mm-hmm. And doing so has really, I feel like I've, like, applied that whole thing to my life. Mm-hmm. That, okay, once a week, I'm gonna go off, like, party hard, have fun, play hard, like, whatever it is, whether it's, like, going off and, like, spending my money at the mm-hmm. fashion district, you know, and doing Soul like, Cycle,
doing
and,
what you want.
Like, it's typically a Saturday for me, like, I go hard, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, with food, like, I have all the John and Vinny's I want, I have blah, 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 and I, like, let myself go, and that way, like, that Sunday, I feel like crap, that Monday, I am on my crap.
Yeah, you're on it.
The whole week, and then by Saturday, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, when you're, like, too restricted, then you, like, don't. You're so, like, oh, I need that. And then you end up, like, that's when most people end up giving up.
Giving up. So, and I've never been so consistent or, like, persistent. It's never motivated me so much. Because now I'm like, oh, my God, like, I get to have my cheat mm-hmm. day, like, this weekend. Like, that's I awesome. Can't wait. So yeah. I honestly highly
that
recommend
works.
One, like, even if it's a whole day, which I do a lot of the time, mm-hmm. like, go off. Mm-hmm. Which do you think is more important to your success, mindset or skill?
Again, it's one of those questions where I genuinely think you need both, but at the end of the day, mindset, 100%. Because if you have the right mindset, you can learn any skill or you can develop any skill. But if you have the mindset of like, no, I'm never going to do this. I can't. Nah, you're not going to do it.
Mindset's everything.
Yep.
Agreed. 83% said mindset.
Okay, cool. Hey, people are pretty woke who follow you.
Woke. I love
followers
that. I was
going to say that woke.
Stay woke. Stay woke. Okay, well, that wraps up our poll.
Oh my God, I loved it. I loved it.
Isn't it interesting?
It's so fun. Say? Yes, it's so interesting.
Adrian's definitely going to have to be a recurring guest.
Woo, I'm so down. We have so much we could do. We could also do some juicy-ish, because, like, yes, I love business. And
you have so many have funny relationships.
Yeah.
Pimp yourself out.
Oh my God, hi.
Where does everyone follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at Adrian Finch or my podcast Instagram, which is at The Selfmade CEO. And of course, my podcast and then my YouTube channel. Which
and go DM her and tell her that I sent you.
Yeah, literally like all the platforms. Search Adrian Finch.
And YouTube.
And you'll find me. Just kidding. Yeah, and YouTube. And I'm about to have a little YouTube revamp situation thanks to
pumped,
Taylor and Alicia.
And Alicia.
And if anyone's like interested in business stuff and you have any feedback on the podcast or feedback on what we talked about, like also I'm so
want to hear anything specific like from Adrian and I, hey, I really liked when you honed in on the manifestation stuff, like can you guys do that again or whatever,
absolutely, like yes,
let us know. That's okay that. So everyone go follow her, go gas her up in the comments and like rate and review her podcast, subscribe, listen to ours, you know the drill.
Also like love you Taylor, so everyone go like gas her the heck up, so even though cute. You already do.
Please follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Poll so you can vote in the polls, because without you the pod wouldn't be a thing. And please go leave some reviews on my podcast and screenshot them and DM them to me so we can like chat and I can like gas you up too maybe. I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
People are driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.